we are back for the second hour of the weekly Reverse Speak Show. We looked at Halloween reversals in the first hour. My guest in the second hour is Reverse Speech practitioner and soon-to-be trainer, Jeanette Teagle. Jeanette hails from Sydney in Australia, and she's been doing Reverse Speech for, I believe, 2 years now. Maybe it's longer. Jeanette, welcome to the show.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Doing very well indeed. You've been doing Reverse Speech, what, 2 years now? Is that right?
Two and a half.
Coming up to three, right.
Coming up to three, yes.
Yeah, it takes a bit of study to get proficient at it, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and if you don't do reversals for a while, you actually have to retune your ears as well.
Yes, I know, yes. Yeah, so how have you found it? I mean, you embarked on this. How did you find out about Reverse Speech? Let's talk about that first.
I ended up with an email in my inbox from Pete Craig in the UK.
Oh, right. I know Pete well.
And Pete invited me to a webinar, which I thoroughly sat in on and enjoyed. Uh-huh. And then it took me another 2 years to find, A, the time and the money to be able to do your course.
Right.
And to me, it was the missing link in my holistic well-being practice. Right. I'm a hypnotherapist, and I use NLP and energy. Uh-huh. And in hypnotherapy, you get your clients to a certain level, and sometimes they just won't go deep enough. They won't allow themselves to address what really is at the bottom of their issues.
Right.
So with Reverse Speech, the fact that you have a conversation with them and let them just talk about anything and everything, you actually get to find out what's below the surface, you know, the bottom of the iceberg.
Right.
And then you can then help them move forward. And I've had some great success with using this.
Uh-huh.
I've ended up working with a number of people that I didn't a group that I didn't expect that I would end up with, and they are type A men with midlife crises, low self-esteem, and low self-worth.
Oh, what a batch.
So it's really interesting that they don't, I think they get to that stage, especially when, you know, in this day and age of change and company mergers and things like that, that all of a sudden, you know, here I am mid-50s, early 60s, and I can't find work.
Oh. Right.
So it's been very interesting.
Right. Is Reverse Speech giving you a new avenue for work?
Yes, working with these people. And as you're aware, I also work in the corporate field in business consulting. And that beautiful technique you taught me about being able to hear reversals consciously is absolutely fantastic when I'm dealing with a particularly difficult group of people or a difficult client. I put that into play. So I do have an agreement with my son that I will not use it on him or any of the family without prior notice that I'm going to do it.
Very wise, yes.
So,
gee whiz, so you actually use that. Well, I've never told people this. It is possible to hear reversals consciously. There's a hypnotic technique I developed to do that. I don't do it very often. Very disconcerting. I don't like it, actually.
but if you use it ethically,
right?
From my perspective, I'm dealing with, in the corporate world, I'm dealing with people who are facing change and they don't necessarily want to face that change.
Yeah.
So
right.
if I can hear what's going on, then I can allay those fears faster than by not hearing them.
Right. Yeah, right. Wow. Excellent. Well, I'm glad you're putting it to good use. Gee whiz. Great.
So that's where I'm at.
Right. Now, you're almost through the trainer's course, I believe. Just the end of this practitioner class, you'll be a full trainer, I believe. Is that not correct?
I have to finish the analyst class.
Okay, right.
Which we're up to class two tonight, I think. So there's about another five classes to go.
Okay, right. And do you have plans of training in reverse speech in Sydney?
Sydney, Australia, New Zealand.
Okay, right.
So I haven't quite worked out my plan on that yet. That's a work in progress.
Right.
I just want to get through my training and then stop and reassess over Christmas and see where I go from there.
Yeah, all right. I'll be very curious to see what you do. It'd be great to have some other trainers out there, training students. That would be absolutely marvellous. Wow.
Well, Deb and I are working on some things together, so we'll just watch this space is all I'll say there.
Okay, all right. I will do in that indeed. All right. Now, you have given me a transcript to go through today, so why don't you fill me in on what this is all about, and then we'll start playing the reversals.
All right. This man, John, is a 63-year-old engineer who very much type A. I met this man over 20 years ago in the workplace, and very hard to pin down. He was just always on the go. He'd work till 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, whatever, and then he'd be back at work in the 6 o'clock in the morning. And over the years, he has sort of developed a bit of a reputation for being the person that they send in to do the restructuring.
Uh-huh.
So you could call him a hatchet man, and as he was known in New Zealand. Excuse me. And then after he did the last merger of the company he was working for and another company, he sort of fell by the wayside. He lost all his joy de vivre, his get up and go. And so we were just talking about how reverse speech could help him. He was feeling very low. He'd just recently had a hip replacement, and he hadn't had much work for the last 2 to 3 years.
Right. Okay.
So I didn't send you the full transcript. I just sent you enough for the radio show. But, we went back and it said, 3 years, 2 to 3 years, and his reversal was, say, yes, dangerous. So he'd been out of work for 2 to 3 years. So that was really impacting on who he was as a person, a worker, a father, a husband, a brother, a friend. So that's when then you get this one here where he said he was really flat because he hadn't been healthy, and his reversal that you have there is salt hit asthma.
Right, okay, so let's have a look at this one. So here is the Fords.
Really flat. I'm flat because I have not been healthy.
Oh, he sounds flat too. Reversal soul hit asthma.
Soul hit asthma.
Oh, yeah.
Soul hit asthma.
Very clear.
Soul hit asthma.
And how did you interpret that as being?
Well, he's recognizing the seriousness of where he's at due to his health issues.
Uh-huh.
And of course, asthma can be triggered by events or conditions. Uh-huh. That unless he has the permission to do something, he won't go on. So it was affecting his soul, the essence of who he was.
Wow.
Or is.
Wow. Okay. All right. And the next one.
So, yes, this is where this is after the last merger that he did.
Uh-huh.
And it was, I think, the whole engineering industry to a certain extent was starting to slow down.
Ah, Okay. All right. So here's the forwards.
The 2014 period was the beginning of a slowdown. I was busy.
And I had the ulcer.
I had the ulcer.
Right. Okay. Did he have an ulcer, or was that metaphoric?
No, it's metaphoric. You know, and because you can have the ulcer internally or externally, it just to me, it showed that he was hurting internally and emotionally, and he was also starting to feel that he was a burden on his wife, who was financially supporting him.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Right, okay.
So then that leads into the next one, where he's talking about this beautiful woman that he's been married to for 39 years.
Okay, so here's the forward.
Person of a government married for 39 years.
Oh, that's it. Oh, sorry, you had a lot more down on the... On the forwards, on the transcript.
Did I not clip enough? Okay, sorry. She's a supportive lady, and she's a wonderful person, obviously, or I wouldn't have been married for 39 years.
Yeah. And 39 years standing closer on the surf. This is a quiet reversal, so turn the sound up, okay?
39 years standing closer on the surf.
Oh, yeah.
39 years standing closer on the surf.
Wow. So 39 forwards and 39 backwards.
Yeah. Very congruent of the marriage and the support from and for his wife.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay. So where's self-esteem issues? That's the soul hit asthma. I had the ulcer, obviously.
Yeah, and we've got this murder.
Yep. Okay. Let's have that one. Okay. So here's the forwards.
Maybe because I'm not in a position of importance, I don't feel worthy.
So many people suffer from self-worth issues. I don't understand it. You know, I mean, people come to me saying, I'm not worthy of earning money. And I think, what's that got to do with it? Whether you're worthy or not, you either make it or you don't. It's got nothing to do with whether you're worthy or not worthy. That's just
But is it because, you know, I mean, that goes back to family of origin stuff, doesn't it, as to how you've been brought up with money or without money and your parents and your grandparents' views around money.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's true. Anyway, this one was there was murder. Here we go. Oops.
There was murder.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so what's that saying to us?
So that's showing how his thinking is emotionally destroying his sense of self-worth. So it's like an ever-diminishing concentric circle. The more he feels he's not, the more he's blocking his opportunities. And he was also, I haven't sent this to you because, I mean, I picked out the best reversals. He loved exercise. And, of course, having hip replacement, he couldn't exercise. So some people exercise. My form of release was exercise. And his reversal was yellow the wolf harm. So he was, you know, afraid to move forward, because he was concerned that exercising would further damage his body and therefore his mind. So he couldn't exercise. He couldn't. He couldn't get that release. And then he went on to say he was unable to do the things that, for want of a better word, gave him an inner high. So exercise gave him a high. And his reversal was Earl, whatever's normal.
That's not down here. Right. Okay.
No, it's not there. So just to bring it all into context, so, you know, obviously normal, what's normal? He was acknowledging that he used to get a great sense of well-being from exercise, and he doesn't like the state that he's now in.
Right, okay, yes.
Right.
Right, well, okay.
Okay.
All right, so next one, source in the surf, is that right?
That's right. So this is where he never sought out a pay rise or anything like that. He always, you know, he was tapped on the shoulder to work for people, or he was tapped on the shoulder to get a pay rise or whatever, but he never actually went and asked for it.
Ah, okay. All right. Okay. So here is Ford.
Never in 42 years of working have I ever personally sought in a work environment.
Okay, this is, he goes on to say, sought a pay rise. Is that correct?
It's about, he was talking about the pay rise. Yeah.
Right. Source in the surf.
Source in the surf.
Yeah, nice.
Source in the surf.
Nice and clear.
Source in the surf.
Right, source, okay, so what's that telling us? He gets his satisfaction through work?
Well, it's a means of attaining personal power and strength, isn't it?
Right.
And, you know, source being personal energies.
Uh-huh.
And surf being life energy.
Uh-huh.
So he did the work because he loved it, he enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
And therefore, when he was living his life, doing what he was good at, the source, you know, that's where his pay rises were coming from, without him having to go out and seek them.
Ah, right. Okay. Okay. All right. So source in the surf. Right. Yeah. Okay. So next one. Fill me in on this one. We're going to have to go a bit slower. We've still got another half an hour radio show left.
Yeah. That's why I've got the – I didn't send you too many because it was a little bit hard to, you know – I wanted to make sure they were clear enough for you, David. No. So you've taught me well.
Good. I'm glad.
So then he was, you know, he had this hip operation, and we talked about the, you know, his wife was saying, you know, cause and effect, you've lost some work, you've had your operation, and your operation's been successful. So his reversal on that was Earl was soggy.
Oh, really?
So, you know, soggy being the need to be noticed.
Yeah.
So while he was still feeling type A, want to be out there, want to be seen, you know, tall poppy.
Yep.
And he wasn't being noticed because he was at home recovering. And at the same time, he was also project managing the renovations on their house. So the wife is saying, you're doing a good job. Yes, you can't go out and work or you can't go out and exercise, but you're still doing a good job. But he was feeling unnoticed.
Oh, I see.
Because it was only the wife or the family. You know, his peers couldn't see what he was doing. No, you know, the business world couldn't see what he was doing.
Huh. Right, so that all leads to the feeling of unworthiness.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, he achieved a lot when we talked about Source and the Surf before. You know, he said a phenomenal achievement and phenomenal experience. Again, uh-huh. He was saying, you know, I'm lucky that I've been able to do what I want to do. Uh-huh. And his reversal was they know.
They know.
So they know. So the reversal is about supporting his belief that he's promoted due to his performance.
Uh-huh.
Not due to, it's 30th of June, you know, end of the financial year, it's time for you to give me a pay rise going into the new year. So then he went on to become a managing director or CEO, and his reversal was, yeah, well, what I do. So he's good at what he does, and he knows that. But he because he's not exercising, because he doesn't have a lot of work on,
uh-huh.
He knows he's good on one hand, and on the other hand, because he can't put it into play, his self-worth and self-esteem has dropped down through his boots.
Wow.
So then he he was working for the company who they decided that they were going to be taken over. And he had a good relationship with the other side, and he gave me the name of the person. And his reversal was always nice to end up. So, you know, that was really positive of these two men working really well together.
Right.
You know, and then we get this next one that's on your list there.
Yeah.
And we saw a mutual benefit to the merging of the two companies. So I've asked to do it to sell the company.
Okay, so here it is. Here's the forward.
And we saw a mutual benefit to the merging of the two companies. So I've asked to sell the company.
And yeah, it's hard on us.
Yeah, it's hard on us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard on us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's hard on us.
Wow, okay.
Because so, we know when companies merge, it's always going to be hard. You know, do I have my job? Do I not have my job?
Right.
You know, two CEOs, who's going to stay and who's going to go?
Right. Right.
So then unfortunately what happened was this man that he was working really well with became very ill and was not able to continue with the merger. So somebody else went on to do it. And the sale in 2009 went very badly, and the reversal was The Way I Sit, which was showing how John was uncomfortable with the final outcome.
Right.
Oh, sorry, he wasn't very ill. I'm sorry, I'm just reading my other transcript. He wasn't ill. He actually died.
Oh, that is it. All right, just hold the line. We'll be back right after this, folks. Don't touch that keyboard or the Halloween spirit.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077. Okay. Okay, we're back for our final segment of the weekly Reverse Speech Show, our Halloween show. For the first hour, of course, we looked at satanic reversals, all in the spirit of Halloween. We don't actually celebrate Halloween in Australia. Well, it's starting to come in. Actually, we got a few trick-or-treaters last year, so it's starting to come in. My guest is a reverse speech practitioner from Sydney, Jeanette Teagle. Always good to have practitioners from Australia on. Don't get many from Australia, although I'm picking up a few more. We've got a couple of Australians in this class that just started. So,
good.
Yeah. All right, where are we up to?
All right, so we're talking about companies merging and things like that, and the man that he was working with, who got on well with, that died.
Uh-huh.
And the merger, you know, the sale was really difficult. And then the next one on your list is, I was actually openly blamed for the failure of the merger.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Here we go.
I was actually openly blamed for the failure of the merger.
Oh, as you are.
As you are.
As you are.
Ha.
Huh. As you are.
Well, that would imply that he wasn't to blame. Or am I reading it wrong?
Well, I interpret it as, yes, he blames himself and others are blaming him. So did he do something that, because I wasn't involved, I don't really know. But, yes, he probably could have been.
Yeah, that's how I would interpret the reversal anyway.
Wow. Yeah. You know, Taipei pushing for something, which, you know how sometimes people have a set their mindset is such that this is the way it's going to go, and they have their blinkers on.
Yep, yep.
Okay, and they can't see any alternatives. I mean, our clients have that. They have their blinkers on, and they can't see any other way of being. So, yes, so that is what's coming in here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's how I interpret the reversal. Wow.
Mm,
yeah. Okay. All right, okay. Next one along. Now, you've actually gone ahead and done the matter walks with this guy?
Yes. Yeah, he's come through the other side.
Oh, has he? Excellent.
So then we came down and he talked about another company that he'd, you know, been working with, and the negative impact of the outcome of another merger. The reversal was, it was never my heart.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, he was really, he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to let that go.
Right.
And then his next one says, and I can't bring myself to getting over it. And the reversal was harm you.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
So wow. he holds on to stuff, you know, and that, I really felt I'd done a good job. I really did in an incredibly short time. And his reversal was, I was bullshitted out.
Oh, dear me.
So you can see this man had a few issues going on.
Yeah, he certainly, I can see why he's got worthiness issues. Wow.
Yeah. So he's, you know, the next one on your list is cup half empty versus cup half full syndrome.
Cup half empty? Oh, right. Yes, I was looking. Yeah, yep, got it. Yep, okay. All right, so here's the forwards.
Cup half empty versus a cup half full syndrome.
And backwards, yes, the wolf.
Yes, the wolf.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the wolf. Yes, the wolf.
Okay, well, that seems to be a bit positive. Talk to me about that.
Well, it's, you know, it's acknowledging that other people are judging his motivation to achieve the original outcome,
right,
and accepting a lesser amount of settlement monies. So is his motivation, you know, what is his motivation to achieve what they want, and what's his personal motivation versus the motivation of what's required? So maybe his wolf wasn't as strong as it should have been.
That's possible. Yeah, right. Okay. Right.
So then we talked, and we talked this through because I've seen him through a number of mergers and things like that and worked alongside him. So we went back to a merger that happened back in late 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And it was a hostile takeover. And this person, John, didn't know that he was actually being replaced as the managing director of a particular company that was being taken over until the annual reports came out with a photo of the new managing director in it.
Oh, so, no.
Oh, yes.
What a way to find out.
So if you go to the next one on your list, it says genuinely an arsehole.
Got it. Spelt with the Australian spelling. Okay. Yep. Here we go.
Cup half empty versus cup half full syndrome.
Oops, I'm sorry. Right, I got the one up. Hang on. Okay, here we go.
Genuinely an arsehole. Gillies was devious, dishonest, greedy.
Oh, nasty. And that's what the verse says. So nasty.
So nasty.
Oh, yeah.
So nasty.
Yep.
So nasty.
Yeah, there you go. Wow.
So, you know, so I had to prompt him to get all this out so that we could actually try and you know, get him to move on. So then we talked about he's an engineer, but he has an MBA. He has a lot of, you know, business technology skills. So, you know, I'm saying to him, he's saying, you know, that you had been to a management company who said, well, you know, can use your skills. They're transferable. You know, the technical skills, the management, the HR, the communication, presentation. And the reversal was works for them. So what they're saying to him is you don't have to look for work as an engineer. You can take your skills and transfer them to any industry that you so choose.
Right.
But he's so bent on being an engineer, which leads me into the last one that we actually have on our list here today, when they said to him, why don't you do some more volunteer work?
Okay, so here's the forwards.
Why don't you do some more volunteer work? Engineers abroad.
And all with the engineer.
All with the engineer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there it is. Oh, wow.
So an engineer is a kick-ass uber genius with godly math and science abilities, and they also enjoy overcomplicating things. So the fact that they overcomplicate goes back to that one with the failure of the merger. So maybe made it too, you know, everything was too complex for what was required.
Right. I guess so.
So it all ties in. So I've had a number of these. I had another man in his late 40s who'd gone from high-flying HR, moved interstate because his wife had been headhunted, and he became the primary carer of two young children.
Oh, indeed.
And totally struggled to get his head around the fact that he wasn't out earning that money and all of that. So we worked with him because he wanted to go back to work and he was applying for jobs and he wasn't getting them. So when we did, at the end of the reverse speech session work, he rewrote his cover letter to say, yes, I've done all these jobs. I've done all this high work. I am no longer able to work at that level because I'm the primary caregiver.
Uh-huh.
The week after we finished our session work, he landed a job.
Oh, did he? Wow. Excellent.
So this totally blew me away to find that, you know, these type A men coming in looking for this sort of work. And what I'm finding, well, I noticed with my hypnotherapy practice that I would get clients who had disconnected from something bigger than themselves. And these type A men are in that same position. They've disconnected from reality, disconnected. You could use the word God, the universe, source, whichever word you want. Just the knowledge that there is something bigger than you in the world. Once they reconnect, they move on in leaps and bounds.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll be bothered. So what did you do in the Metawalks? Tell me about the Metawalks.
So tell you about the Metawalks. So what we did was we obviously we took all the gunk, you know, the ulcers and all the not so nice things, right. And we took them up in the whirlwind and exploded them.
Uh-huh.
We took his Earl out of the marsh, out of the bogs.
Okay, right.
And dried him out and let the light shine on him, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
And I just can't remember. I just don't have it all in front of me. But just helped him through, find his way, you know. He's got the partner with him, and just to let him know that he David, this is pulling my brain. I didn't pull this out. Sorry, last night.
Okay, no worries.
But just, you know, once we got the Earl back on track, once we resized the wolf and made sure the wolf was the right color and not yellow.
Right. Oh. His wolf was yellow?
We had a yellow wolf.
Oh, my.
Around the exercise. Yellow, the wolf harm.
Wow.
So, yes. And then took him, when we did the Soul Meta Walk, we went into the Ark of the Covenant.
Uh-huh.
And changed two rules and let him write one of his own wishes that he wanted to bring forward.
Uh-huh.
And then the last time I saw him, he was just had a big smile on his face, and he was back exercising at a more gentle pace and happy with life.
Well, good. Good. Wow. Good job. Yeah. And he obviously enjoyed the meta walks.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. And you're getting a few clients in this arena.
I seem to be attracting, well, they come in waves, don't they? Like any type of work, they come in waves. So it seems to be these type A men. I haven't given up on my desire to work with PTSD.
Uh-huh.
Because I came to the conclusion that PTSD is all about disconnection as well.
Uh-huh.
Disconnection from reality.
Uh-huh.
Because of what, you know, the trauma that people face.
Right.
So I've got a few strings out there, and I haven't quite, you know, I'm open to working with anybody on whatever they want to work on. It just seems that we tend to get a run of one thing or another. So when in hypnotherapy, you get a run of people who want to stop smoking, especially in January. We get a run of people in spring who want to lose weight to fit into their swimsuits.
Uh-huh.
So reverse speech is the same. You get a run of people. I'm working with somebody at the moment who wants to get their business up and running. Now, I've done a few of those people who have, you know, had issues with their business, not quite sure which direction to go in. So just to help them get that clarity by letting them talk about it.
Yeah, right. Good.
And feeding it back to them.
And what are your long-term plans with reverse speech?
My long-term plans?
Yeah, or short-term? Well, both of them.
Well, once I've completed this training, then I'd like to go out and train people, be a bit selective about, you know, to make sure that they actually have the same passion that we have for it, and help them move help them spread the word, so that I think the more people we help spreads the ripple out into the world. So if we help one person make a change, if they change how they are, that ripples out into their family and extended, immediate family and extended family, and then into society. So the more people who resolve their issues has to make for a better world.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
So long-term, I suppose long-term, this may sound very hippie-like, I'm not sure. Long-term, I'm looking to, you know, raise the vibration of the world. And if reverse speech is one of those ways, by helping people, you know, get their head out of the mud or their feet out of the mud, then that's a good way to go.
Yeah, right. Huh. Well, anyway, well, good stuff. Good. And, tell me some of are you at liberty to tell me some of these plans that you and Deb are planning? Deb, by the way, I've had on the show three or four times, Deb Fitzgerald. She's a reverse speech trainer. So, well, there we go. Yeah.
Well, Deb and I, you know, in doing the training together and things like that, we're thinking we'll collaborate.
Right.
To do it. So, because we both bring different strengths to the table.
Uh-huh.
And as you know, I'm not able to do She-Wolf, so Deb will obviously cover those off for my students. So we figured that we would look at how we might be able to collaborate and work together on spreading the word.
Oh, good. Well, that's very exciting. Yeah.
We think so.
Well, I think so too. I'm seeing my little baby start to grow after 34 years. it's good to see. Yeah.
Yeah. So, look, David, you know, reverse speech, as I said at the beginning, the fact that I can get to the bottom of the iceberg for clients is a really big thing. I remember years ago working with a hypnotherapy client who wanted to give up smoking. And she took it up at the age of 14 when she had been sexually abused.
Oh, dear.
All right. So when it came to doing the hypnotherapy, the comment was, oh, do I have to talk about it? And because she didn't want to address those issues, we weren't able to get her to completely give up. We got her to reduce, but we couldn't get her to completely give up because she didn't want to shine the light on something, because you know what it's like. You know, if you shine the light on the dark corner, it's not so scary.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to shine the light on it. So with reverse speech, with a number of clients that I have worked with over, even through my training and what have you, I have been completely surprised, as they have, that sexual abuse has come up without actually being spoken in the forewords so that it can be addressed. So I see this as a much more gentle way of assisting people in clearing that trauma to be able to move forward.
Right.
I'm constantly surprised. I shouldn't be, I know. I am constantly surprised at what some of these reversals bring up for people when they're talking. You know, they might have been talking about something really light and airy, and then behind it is this deep trauma.
Oh, I know. I see that all the time. It really takes you by surprise sometimes.
Especially when you compare the reversal with the forwards, you think, wow, you know, this is a bit out there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What's been some of the most surprising things you've found?
I think the sexual abuse ones have really. I've had three women now who've brought up sexual abuse in their reversals, and that is not an area that I have worked in from a hypnotherapy point of view. So that's been very interesting for me. And it was like possibly because they feel they're in a a safe space. We have that good rapport.
Uh-huh.
And therefore they're able to bring it up and we can work and release it.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the biggest thing about doing all this work is having the rapport, having that trust of your client to know that you're working in their best interests.
Right.
You know, they've been brave enough to come forward to make the change.
Uh-huh.
And therefore they, you know, they trust you to actually help them. You ask about the surprises. We had that client that I sought your advice on who had, you know, all the eels.
I remember that one very well.
We did the congruency walk and everything else, and even right to the post walk, we were still getting eels. So here was a man who just was full of self-denial and really didn't, you know, wasn't prepared to accept that he had some work to do.
Right.
Yes, he was an interesting client.
And we eventually lost him, didn't we?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
And it was nothing, I don't think it, well, maybe it was because he found it too confronting.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, all the excuses for not continuing on to do the training or anything else, I think, was because he knew that he would have to record himself as part of the training course and things like that. And maybe he was just a bit afraid of what he was going to find.
It can be scary.
Yeah, but if you're not prepared to look at yourself,
well,
then what is the point?
You shouldn't be doing reverse speech. You shouldn't be doing. You're in the wrong profession.
That's right. So while we may have lost him, I don't know how lost. I haven't seen him for some time. It'll be interesting to see what the conversation is. All I can say is that particular person had a lot of issues going on. While he was doing reverse speech, he was also doing a couple of other things.
Uh-huh.
So instead of just doing one, you know, so like you go to your doctor, you do that, then you might go to the physio,
uh-huh.
All right? But you don't go to the physio and the chiro and the osteopath for the same thing at the same time.
Right, right.
So if you're doing reverse speech, you don't then go to, a breathing expert or whatever, to work on the same right. issue.
I tell people that too. Yes. Yes.
And yeah. that was what was going on.
Oh, see. That creates all sorts of interference.
That's right. And that's why there was this denial. And because we had done it over Zoom, over online,
uh-huh.
And the comment was, well, you know, I always thought that this sort of thing, you know, you would do face to face. And I ended up saying, after about the fourth or fifth time of having had that comment made, and I said, well, no, I actually did offer to come and do this at your rooms so that you could have the face to face. And it was, oh, no, I was not saying that about you. And I thought, well, you know, where's your honesty here? Now, if you keep saying it, then you obviously mean it.
Obviously.
Mm. So I just wish that client all the very best, and if he chooses to come back, well, you know, he's more than welcome.
Yep.
And if he chooses not to, then we just wish him well on his way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I'm just absolutely rapt that I found this, and it just completed what I was looking for from my holistic well-being practice.
Yeah, right. Oh, good on you. Good. Well, anyway, you're a great asset to Reverse Speech.
Thank you.
Annie and I are very pleased to have you. We appreciate all the work you've done. And I'm sure you're going to do very, very well. And you and Deb as a team will be absolutely fantastic. So excellent. And Yeah, Jeanette's done some updating to the manual, folks, which is very much appreciated, all the work you've done on that. We're slowly growing the business, aren't we? Slowly but surely, step by step.
That's right. But
there we go, Jeanette. That's the end of the show. Thank you very much for being on.
Thank you.
We'll catch you again.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. All right, everyone. We'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celeni's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rentz Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody's having a fantastic Friday today. Lots of stories for you. So we got a lot of fun stuff to cover. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing wonderful today. As always, beautiful weather up here in North Carolina. And by the way, this is an interesting article by Barrett. He says, in a stunning development, President Donald Trump has refused to release many of the JFK assassination documents. What could Trump have possibly meant when he said that releasing all of the secret JFK assassination files, as he is mandated to do by federal law, would cause irreversible harm to